You look like you're being tortured, Jayla says. This is supposed to be fun. Easy to say when you're the one on the other side of the tweezers. I squeeze my eyes shut as she picks them up again, a tinge of fear washing over me when I smell the glue. I can't move my head while Jayla's working on my eyelashes, something she's stressed to me about a dozen times already in increasingly frustrated tones. So I try to distract myself by practicing the prelude from Bach's Fifth Cello Suite in my head. I tap my fingers against the cold bathroom counter, pressing imaginary strings and feeling homesick for my instrument. Feather eyelashes and fancy dresses are worlds apart from the chunky sweaters and ballet flats that I prefer. But this is for the greater good, a part of my weekend of pushing the boundaries and embracing life for the sake of my music, which has somehow turned into letting my best friend dress me up for FabCon prom after an already long day at the convention selling comics with my parents. Can I open my eyes yet? No, she says. You have to relax. Remember what Mrs. G said. Right. I've been instructed, read, forced, by my private instructor, Mrs. Garvuso, the school orchestra teacher, Mrs. Carmine, and both my parents to let go and take a weekend off from my instrument. On a technical level, Mrs. Garvuso says I'm the best cellist she's ever had. But apparently I've been, and this is a direct quote, playing with the passion of a robot lately. Mrs. Carmine, traitor that she is, agreed wholeheartedly. Not exactly what I want to hear as I prepare for the biggest audition of my life, the summer program at the Carnegie Conservatory, where I'll get to study with Alexander Ilyashev. He's been my dream teacher ever since I heard him play Beethoven's Triple Concerto with the Boston Symphony. And if I want a shot at getting into Carnegie for real after high school, a summer of his advice and guidance is the biggest boost I could possibly get. You think too loud, Jayla sighs, so close I can feel her breath on my cheek. Seriously, get out of your head. I'm not in my head. Lies, she says, but I can hear the smile in her voice. Respect the rules. I bet you're breaking at least two right now. The rules, right. Jayla and I made a list of them on our way to the con. I've been mostly focusing on the first three with varying degrees of success. Rule one, I can't practice cello, nor can I do any homework this entire weekend. Half credit, I've been practicing this whole time, but only in my head. Rule two, when not helping my parents in their booths, I can't sit in my room obsessing over the audition. Okay, she's got me there. I'm totally failing at this one. Rule three, I have to try a new food at each restaurant we eat at. Switching from Sprite to Cherry Coke counts. Fight me. You're going to flip when you see yourself, Jayla squeals, pressing another feather to my eyelid. In a good way, or? I fake cringe and she smacks my arm. Yes, in a good way. Now sit still. Not that I really doubted it. Jayla is to makeup and fashion what I am to music. Top tier. The best of the best. No apologies. Except nobody would ever say her work lacks passion. She's been planning on going to FIT her entire life, and her new obsession with cosplay has given her an extra excuse to flex her fashion muscles. And done, Jayla says, and I open my eyes. I blink twice. I look amazing. My dark brown hair is piled high on my head in an elaborate updo with long feathers streaming out in different directions. She's blended shimmery teal and green eyeshadows together around my eyes and added little dots of eyeliner to accentuate the corners. And then there are the feathers. The feathers. Tiny little teal things curled to perfection adorn each eyelid, transforming me into something more akin to a magical forest creature than a cellist. I've disappeared completely into Mora, the badass peacock-inspired leader from my stepmom's famous Fighting Flock comic series.